Greetings to all. I'm Dr. Sumitha, Director of Kapar. Today, we are going to talk about the myths and facts of about autism. I would like to tell a small story before I start. In southern India, there is a small village named Yamuna Nagar. There lived a 7-year-old girl, Lakshmi. Her family comprised her grandparents, father, and younger brother. Her mother had passed away while giving birth to her younger brother. From a very young age, she portrayed unusual behavior in her eating and sleeping patterns. She did not play with other kids of her age. She avoided eye contact with everyone and got upset very easily. Her unusual behavior raised eyebrows. One village woman told her daughter, "Don't play with Lakshmi," while another man exclaimed, "Poor Lakshmi, her mother's death has made her mentally unstable." When Lakshmi started going to village school, she portrayed similar unusual behavior. She didn't smile back at the other children. She avoided eye contact with her teachers. Her communication was unusual, and she never responded when her teachers called her name. Other children laughed at her for being different. Teachers scolded her for inappropriate behavior at school. Her class teacher noticed such unusual behavioral patterns of Lakshmi. She discussed the situation with the school principal. The principal called Lakshmi's father and told him about the medical disorder called autism. Lakshmi's father took her to a doctor for a proper diagnosis and a better understanding of his child's medical condition. The above story clearly shows that there are many misconceptions related to autism. People lack awareness regarding neurological disorders, which leads to false assumptions. Let us highlight some common misconceptions related to autism and the truth that lies behind it. Now, we are going to talk about certain myths and facts. Some common myths that and the facts related to them are: autism is the result of traumatized childhood experience. Fact is, it is often regarded that the cause of autism is family problems or bad parenting techniques. However, the connection between family problems and autism has no specific proof or a scientific proof. False accusations about the parents may lead to harmful impacts on the child. Autism is a neurological condition. A combination of environmental and genetic factor causes autism. The disorder doesn't emerge from anxiety, trauma, or bad parenting. The next myth which we are going to talk is whether individuals having autism are emotionless. The fact is, people with autism go through the same emotions or feelings as any other human being. The difference lies in the way of expressing. They lack the conventional way of expressing strong emotions. Hence, society gives them the stigma of being heartless or emotionless. However, such a stereotypical notion lacks scientific proof. Individuals with autism most of the time lack of social understanding. They express themselves unconventionally as they struggle to recognize cues. Such individuals need proper support and guidance to develop emotional bonds with others. The next myth is it possible to cure autism with medicines? The fact is, autism is a neurological disorder. Diseases can be cured with medicines. However, disorders cannot be cured even with medicines. Early therapies and understanding of disorder might help to improve the existing unusual behavior patterns. Support and early intervention will help to understand the problems and help individuals with autism to face challenges bravely. The next myth we are going to talk is, individuals with autism have extraordinary talents. Fact is, individuals with autism will have various characteristics. However, no proven fact exists that all individuals with autism will have exceptional abilities. Some individuals have exceptional talents that can stand out from the rest. All people with autism might not be talented in the same field. They all have unique abilities and are different from one another. Like normal human beings, they have various experience and thrive uniquely. The next myth we are going to talk is, autism is not a common disorder. The fact is, autism is a common disorder affecting many individuals worldwide. It is no more a rare disorder. The disorder is not only restricted to a specific geographical area, race, caste, or ethnicity. It has become a global occurrence affecting diverse populations. Conclusion is, the misconceptions regarding autism are still prevalent. It is important to eradicate misconceptions by growing awareness to create a positive outlook towards autism. Adequate information regarding this disorder will help us to build an inclusive and empathetic society. Thanks for listening. Please visit our website www.kaparforautism.com. Thank you.